Welcome to Stripped. I'm Emma Francois here with my stupid co-host.
Oh, wow.
Isabel Lord.
I'm flattered. Flattered to be here.
The funny thing is that I thought of that clever and scathing introduction.
It was clever and scathing.
Days ago. I was like, I know it'll be really funny.
Let's call her stupid.
Wow. Yeah, we are here in Isabel's bedroom. Nice.
Wow. Make it weird.
We're not in my bed.
We're in my room.
In her loft, which is in her room, which is in our apartment. And I feel like that's fitting because it is Valentine's Day.
So romantic.
So this will be a retrospective discussion of the color pink.
Uh-huh.
Consumerism.
Yes.
Dating.
Minimalism.
And things that we've kind of drawn out from Valentine's Day. So you can see a little bit into our thought process.
Mm-hmm. Rough outline. Here's a little sketch. The syllabus for today's podcast.
But your room looks like a Goop website. Oh, I just realized because it's so white.
It's because there's nothing on the walls.
Except for a torn page from Bon App, which is what we call Bon Appetit, the magazine, because we're silly and we love it, about polenta and then
full words
short
are stupid.
Stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice.
Thank you. I just started taping things to the walls because,
it's like how they discovered fire. I just started playing around with sticks.
And then boom, something magical happened, except I've yet to actually get anything magical out of this. I've yet to invent fire. I'm still playing around with sticks. It's very apt for most of my life.
That's so funny. Well, you've created a magical atmosphere.
Thank you. And I think it's particularly magical sharing this with you on this day, which is Valentine's Day. How is your Valentine's Day going?
It's fine. My grandparents called me today to make sure that I was not living in the dorm of Georgetown that is going through a roof collapse. I said, no, I'm safe. And they were like, oh, good. And they were like, yeah, you wouldn't last 2 seconds in a building with, like, threat of disrepair. Like, you'd be out. And I was like, okay, listen, I'm fragile, okay? And just call me up on the middle of Valentine's Day and tell me I'm ridiculous.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Thanks, no.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah. How's yours?
It's born out of love. Mine is great. I'm fortunate enough that my mother, is, you know, trying to give me cavities, out of love. And so I got some delicious sweets from her that I had to track down. It was a miracle that I found this poor delivery man wandering blindly through the campus of Georgetown, but I found him and now I'm doing great. I'm on a sugar high. It's a good Valentine's Day.
That's magical, I would say. Finding
for a magical day.
Him.
It was. Yeah. I was like, this is the miracle of Valentine's Day.
But did you think about what you were going to wear today in light of the fact that it's Valentine's Day? In light of the fact that the big to-do for us today is a dinner with our
little Palentine's
friends that we're cooking, and then we're making our out-of-condoms
later
today. So we're having, like, a low-key day. But I was wondering, like, because in past years I've, like, been what I thought is funny, and I've been like, I'm wearing black, like, all black, because, like, this day is stupid. Whereas now I don't care. And a reasonably complicated, fully formed adult woman.
I don't wear what I please.
So I don't feel like I thought about it, but in the past I have. So my question to you is, why do you look like this today as well?
Why do you look like crap? No. Like you, in past years, especially, like, we're talking middle school, high school, definitely thought about dressing for Valentine's Day.
Because you wanted to attract someone or because you had a little middle school lover?
Neither. I just like wearing pink on Valentine's Day. I wanted to be festive. I would wear, like, all pink. Sometimes I would wear, like, a little, like, heart thing. But then in high school, I kind of stopped doing that. Largely because I forgot.
Or because you were in a relationship.
What is with this whole ageism complex that's going on right now?
We should
now?
Maybe unpack Can this. We? I don't even know where it's coming from.
Where's the shame?
I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous if you're, like, under the age of, like, 19?
Under the age of 19.
To be all like, oh my god.
And what about, no, okay. Under the, I think, and then women, and like, I would love men. Women and men, maybe over the age of 60, sometimes
you
also
just
do this.
I love men. What did I? Wait, what did you just
do
say?
No, women, and I would love it if men also partook in celebrating, you know, because they're like, you know, there's like women who like, you know, wear, like, heart necklaces that light up on Valentine's Day. They're mostly teachers
you.
That I've had.
I feel like that's you.
It's me.
But middle-aged.
It was me 10 years ago and me 30 years in the future. Right
that's
now,
funny.
Today when I was dressing, I was more concerned with what I had to do today.
Okay.
Which was yoga and class. Because, yes, I am that person. And I skipped yoga.
Chase after
so
a man delivering you cake.
And chase after a man delivering me cake. And I, yeah, completely forgot it was Valentine's Day. I'm not wearing any pink. I'm mixing metals in honor of you. I was going to do a little Emma appreciation post, but the lighting wasn't right.
Oh, you have time. Listen, all I want this V-Day is an appreciation post from you about mixing metals.
Oh, but that's part of the contract.
Let's talk about the color pink, because I know you wanted to talk about the color pink, and you mentioned it briefly in conjunction with your high school wardrobe.
Yes,
and
I
fully
it's
understand
on my
how
nails
you're
right
the
now.
Life of the party with that.
Yeah, like, I was really cool in high
sartorial
school.
Sartorial history.
I'll have you know that heart headband really can get you places in high school. That's sarcasm. Unless someone else has had a different experience in high school. Okay, so the color pink. So I was on the Goop, you know, website.
We're goopers.
We're goopers.
I think we should just own up
Let's
to
just,
it.
Yep. Is that a thing? Is that like
it
a believer?
Is a thing.
Okay.
I can't remember if it's goopers or like goopies or something
Goopites.
Like that. No.
Nope.
No.
That was wrong,
no.
apparently.
No.
I don't know. Apparently I'm not much of a gooper.
I think it is gooper.
I feel like a goopy. Anyways, so she has like different looks for Valentine's Day depending on whether or not you're staying in or going out, which is nice, you know, because it's, you know, open to different options. I don't know.
Because of free
it's very
will.
Inclusive. But the first look is feminine and everything is pink. Not everything. Every outfit features a pink element. And so I'm curious about how you feel about the color pink and its associations with femininity.
Yeah, I love this question.
Thank
I
you.
Feel personally uncomfortable in pink, but I feel uncomfortable in color. Unless it's
a
navy,
neutral.
Which I consider neutral, or like pure red, which I also consider neutral, or foreskin, which I also consider neutral.
Keep in mind she's not wearing any of those colors right now.
Yeah, because I don't wear those colors.
You said, okay, anyways,
I said
you.
Of the colors I wear, because I mostly wear white, black, gray, sometimes.
Denim.
And denim. Yeah.
Which is its own color right now.
Yeah, I think it is its own, definitely a neutral. And then navy.
Uh-huh.
And then occasionally red.
Uh-huh.
I have one red thing.
Right.
And then I have, like, one green turtleneck that
yes.
I wear.
Which is beautiful. Okay.
So I feel uncomfortable in pink, but I think that it is because of how, like, if you're seen in pink, you're typecasted as girly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think... Because I don't mind being typecasted as feminine, because I do like to wear, like, things that play with, like, gendered conceptions of clothing, like masculinity and femininity or whatever, but I don't want to be girly. Like, that seems, like, demeaning. But then it's, like, by my staying away from pink, am I, like... You know, letting those connotations have power on me. But also, I don't really wear color. So, yeah, how do you feel? How does it make you feel?
How does it? I think like your distinction between femininity and girliness is really important and interesting. Profound.
Thank you.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I would. You don't have to. That's why I'm here. Gotta toot your own horn.
Nice. Take my great grandmother saying that. Why don't you?
Her great grandmother saying that I just said. I think it made her uncomfortable.
The actual saying
is, if you're not gonna toot your own horn, who's gonna toot it for you, right?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Nana Dexter. Rest in peace. okay, so back to femininity and girliness, though. Back to it. It's really interesting. Like, for me, I think I have only a couple articles of clothing in my closet that are bright pink. We talked about one.
Which is a ton. If you have only a couple of bright pink things in your closet, you have
either
so many things.
Or you love pink. That's the size of your closet, okay? We're going to really cash into that. But anyways, yeah. Like, it's all relative. Like, I have a large closet, so it could not
but
be that much.
Even if you have a small closet, and even if you have a large closet, having two bright pink things is a lot, Isabel.
Okay, so.
That's like saying, like, I have two leather jackets with fur.
That's very different. That's a very expensive commodity. Okay, so, one of the bright pink things.
Oh my god, it's so different. That's such a stupid example. Hold on, I'm gonna try this again.
It's like saying I have two white t-shirts.
No, it's not.
It is. Anyways.
It's like saying I have two jumpsuits. That's also different.
Okay, yeah, exactly. I think we got Emma in a hole here. So, the other article of pink clothing was discussed a podcast or two ago when I made the mistake, or perhaps the very bold decision, to wear it on a first date. And the other article is a skirt. So, it's a hot pink skirt. And I like that skirt a lot. It's one that I've had since high school, but it's...
It is a... hot pink mini skirt.
Yeah. Okay, mini skirt is a stretch. I wore it to high school. There was a dress code.
You were shorter then.
I wore smaller. It back in my...
In high school.
I did not hit puberty in high school and in freshman year. Anyways.
Of college? Yeah, me too.
Huh, no.
Oh.
High school. Didn't hit it at the end of high school. Anyway, I'm glad... Anyways,
okay,
at this hot pink skirt, I do feel more feminine in, which is
feminine over girly.
It's also got a slit in it.
Yeah.
So I think that removes the girliness.
Interesting. Also, isn't the material kind of waxy?
No, but it does have a shine. It's like a kind of shine to it. It's like it's kind of a thick skirt.
Because it's not like, I feel like. Pink, like, denim skirt.
Right.
You'd be like, okay, yeah, that's a little more, like, girly. Yeah. So it's interesting how the texture, not just the color, plays into...
Right, because I would think, you know, if I were shopping, I was like, oh, I'm not going to get that because it's too girly. Like, what comes into my head is, like, a pale pink kind of, like, frou-frou item. I don't know what frou-frou means, but, like, you can kind of feel it.
We all know what frou-frou means.
It's like a little
tulle,
but I would also probably buy that. But that could be influenced by the Golden Globes dress that I really liked. Mm. And I forget her name right now, but it will come to me. And it was
Kiki Lane?
Maybe. I can't remember, but it was the beautiful pink corseted dress. Yeah.
But that had so many, like, structural elements that were totally, like, undercutting the girliness.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like we both do have, like, a repulsion seems really harsh, but, like, something like that from girliness. And do you think that's because of... the age associations, or do you think it's because of, like, pop cultural associations or personality associations, or do you think it's because of gendered? Because I don't think it's because of gendered, but I think it might be because of every other thing.
Yeah, every other thing that you just listed. Yeah, I think a part of it is, like, age-related. You know, like, you want to be taken mm-hmm. seriously and being associated with a girl, which is, you know, like, probably a preteen. Does it, you know, yeah. it's kind of introduces this element of, like, naivete.
Yeah.
But the thing, too, with, like, femininity...
Because of the patriarchal society.
Because, of, yeah, obviously, as everything always relates back to, yes. Everyone yes. take a shot.
neutrals!
the thing with femininity, though, is sometimes when I say it, I kind of liken it to lady, to, like, the concept of a lady. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, like, sure, like, it's some, there's something about being, like, about femaleness, and then, like, womanness, mm-hmm. you know, that I don't feel, like, are equal.
You also don't like the word lady.
I don't like the word lady, because I feel like it's, kind of patriarchal.
Yeah.
You know, like, it has very, the associations with it are... You know, kind of this, to me, are this kind of, like, weak, demure woman who is always in relationship with the lady, in relationship to the gentleman.
It's all, yeah, it's also, like, dated, it's and very so it goes dated. Back to, like...
Yeah, a period of
it
time.
It almost feels like, colonial or something That's, like yeah, that. Yeah. But we talked about this a lot. Last season, and we haven't talked about it as much this season, but about how we felt like we were talking about clothing a lot in terms of, like, femininity and masculinity,
yeah.
and we were saying that we didn't like how, we were reinforcing this whole, like, positive feedback loop, mm-hmm. like, we were ascribing gendered mm-hmm. qualities to... Right. clothing, and then we are reinforcing these yeah. things about what gen, like, so meant on so many different
so many
layers, like,
yeah.
we were unhappy, but we haven't been able to come up with, like, another way to talk about
yeah.
clothing, and to describe, like, because a lot of, when we talk about this, we're talking about, like, structure and movement,
mm-hmm.
which almost makes it worse, too, that, like, those are the things that we're
mm-hmm.
gendering,
yeah,
because it's not like we're talking about, like, cut of clothing, you know what I mean? We're not like that skirt is feminine.
Right.
We're talking about, like, oh, that
aspect
that, like, the way, like, is pleated, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's kind of like an ongoing, like, battle for us.
Yeah, it's
like, we'll figure out eventually. We just, like, haven't quite figured it out yet.
Yeah, I know. It's hard because it's almost like something like you were saying, like, we don't really have the vocabulary,
yeah,
you know, to kind of get ourselves away from these gendered specifications.
Yeah. Like, in our art history classes, like, that's totally, like, how we analyze paintings.
Right.
Like, you're tested on how well you can be, like, oh, there are feminine qualities given to the rendering of this man in this, like, 1450s painting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting, especially in art.
So, I think we should talk about, like, dating and clothing, because what you wear is, like, the first thing someone notices about you, so it's, and that you have power over, it's, like, you have power over what message you're sending to this person. I have, like, a funny...
Tell the story.
Okay, so, I'm silly, and I've only asked, someone out on a date once.
Okay. Is this, like, part of you being silly?
Like, I'm just saying, like, I could be different and I could just be constantly asking people out on dates. That would be, you know, I'd be really proactive in that way, and that would be nice. So then maybe I'd also, like, handle job applications differently. I don't know.
What? These are similar. Can you tell she's a senior?
I'm saying it's about, like, putting yourself out there. So anyway.
Okay. Yes.
And, I was younger. It was freshman year. It was freshman year of college. When I asked
her
on a date. That's why I was like, God, I asked someone out on a date. I would have gone through puberty. The next step is clear. And so I asked this person out, and we were gonna, like, just, like, walk around, and it was, like, middle of the day. So I, of course, like, put a lot of thought into, like, what I was going to wear. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to seem, like fun and laid back and, yeah, like, you know, like, with personality, but, like, also, like, a little quirky, you know? Mm-hmm. So I wore, I think, like, a printed skirt and then, like, a simple t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Which,
that's cute.
You know, that's not the worst thing. No. I think, so today, I would not wear something. So I wouldn't wear something so feminine. I'd wear jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting, because, like...
Yeah, I consider that my best date look.
And yeah,
I
put a not lot of hot thought pink into pants.
Not hot pink pants! But I would almost equate the hot pink pants with a... Did you say it was a patterned skirt?
Yeah.
Because they're both very bold.
Yeah.
They are eye-catching, because they're different.
We were both so young.
We're so young and naive. Except you were younger than I was.
I was younger. But you had more dating experience.
No, I didn't. Don't worry.
Oh my god.
Okay, anyways.
Okay, anyway, moving on. we'll find about that in the car later. I saw this person before they saw me, and I was walking towards him.
Always awkward.
And he was wearing basketball shorts and, like, an oversized t-shirt, I think. Mm. So I read that as, like, oh, you did not make an effort. Because I couldn't help my relationship to clothing, which now I know is different than other people's. So I read what he was wearing as, like, a friend-zoning thing. And then we didn't go on a date. We just went on a nice walk and chatted, and now we're friends, and it's great.
That's so interesting.
Like, literally, the second I saw him, I was like, this isn't a date. And it was also sporty.
Yeah.
And I think there were a lot of things, I think, that I read. So, like, the fit was, like, oversized, which I read as casual, which I read as, like, friend zone.
Right.
Sporty was, like, athletic, like, bro-y, which I read as friend zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, like, the fact that it wasn't, like, dressy, I read as, like, oh, this isn't a big deal, which I read as friend zone.
What I think is really interesting is that someone can dress in a way that sends out the friend zone signal.
Mm-hmm.
That says, like, you know, like, there's a way to dress, because what you're saying about, like, how you rent his outfit implies that, like, there are two ways to read someone's clothes. I mean, obviously more, but in this situation, there's the way where you're dressing as if you're romantically interested, and then you can dress as if you are not romantically interested. And that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, in situations where I'm going on a date with someone that I'm not romantically interested in, I just don't, like, I don't put in, you know, like, that much thought.
Right.
I'm wearing what I'm normally wearing, which, you know, arguably should also be what I'm doing if I'm going on a date, you know, because you want to be, like, your authentic self.
Yeah, but you said, but even today you were, like, dressing for yoga, and so on the other days, like, you're dressing practicing for your date. Like,
Yeah. But in this case, it's interesting, too, because, like, maybe it was his, you know, like, personal style. Like,
I know, like, and also, like it's athleisure. So elitist, too,
yeah.
I was, like, yeah, it's very, I like to think I'm, like, a wiser and more accepting person today.
It was many years ago.
Yeah.
You were just out of puberty.
It was, like, 2.5 years. But, yeah.
Many years. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because then it's, like, if you can dress to friend zone someone, then can you dress and say, like, I'm looking for, like, a serious but fun relationship, you know what I mean? Like,
how deep
can you dress that way? I don't know.
Yeah, how deep can you go in this? How deep can you read this? Like, we can, like, come back and be like, he was wearing a shirt with no tie.
Yeah.
Like, he was wearing a tie. Are we just business partners?
I do think for men, more so than women, what you wear on a first date is a big deal. Like, I was reading this article about this dating concierge service. So it's like, if you're a man, you pay money to participate, and then they collect so much data on you, and then women, you get to join for free, and which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Much to unpack.
Much to.
And then they like set you up, but it's for people who maybe like due to confidentiality issues, or maybe they're kind of high profile or whatever, don't want to create, you know, like a Tinder account. Mm-hmm. And so then they like set you up, and anyway, so I could totally see how like, you know, in that situation, it's like, oh, you want to wear, like, your Burberry pocket square, or, mm-hmm. Like, I do, like, for men, like, showing what they can afford mm-hmm. is really, like, valued in our dating culture today, or in I parts think of historically. Our dating culture. Oh, yeah, and historically, you'd be like, look at my cows.
Oh, look at my cows!
Three cows! Marry me.
I was thinking more along the lines of paying for dinner, but
that 1990. Cows too. Is that like 1590.
I don't know. Yes, but you're right. It's really interesting, kind of. But that, and that ties back into the whole like psychology of the man as a provider, and like, it, yeah, it's something to. Especially now, like you were saying, like flaunting brand names and like being able to afford something. And with that service, it's like kind of almost like a route to like a sugar daddy type of situation. Yeah.
Except that they would like vet you for that.
That's good.
So like that would never, that, no. They actually it's interesting. They're like actually worried about that because they totally see how this could just be like a funnel for that. I read an article a few years ago on Vogue. I was in like high school, I think, when I read this, so it really like stuck with me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this was pre-puberty. And it was written by a French woman for Vogue, and she was talking about how she wears the same outfit to every single date.
Really?
And it's jeans and a white t-shirt, but she wears a black bra underneath because it's like not a red bra, but it's like a black bra, so like you can see it. And I was like, that is really, like, smart because she's, like, casual. Ugh. Also, you know how, like, every person on their, every guy, I feel like, on their, like, dating profile is, like, I'm looking for someone who's, like, casual, but, like, likes to have a good time or something like that. And I feel like that outfit is the embodiment of that sentence.
Casual but fun-loving.
Casual but fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that is exactly what it is. And
I think that's smart.
Yeah, I think that's a really smart outfit, and I think that's probably what I should start adopting.
Yeah, I think I'm over.
When
you go on your dates with the people you're not interested in.
That's what I'll reserve, but yeah. That's what I won't wear that to. I'll only wear that when I am interested. But, yeah. That's kind of the interesting thing about that, too, is that it's so minimalist. I think it's really interesting, like, I can see how this has stuck with you because you are very minimalist and you are a huge fan of the effortlessness. Yeah. You also have a huge thing for French women.
I know. I am so in love with French women. Not French women, Parisian women.
Parisian
like,
women.
Like, I actually read another article over the summer about this, how she is a writer. The woman was a writer. And she was asked to say what her guilty pleasure genre is. Oh. Like, what book is her guilty pleasure? And all these, like, intellectuals were like, oh, my guilty pleasure is, like, something smart. And then she was like, my guilty pleasure is like these like how to be Parisian books, like books on Parisian women. She's like, I love them. Like they're so romantic and they're easy and they make you feel like you can be that, but it's a total fiction. Like it doesn't exist. For me, it's like, this is like so revealing, like really putting my cards on the table.
Oh.
It's like, you know how like you're a kid and you like want to be a princess?
Yeah. Sure.
For me, it's like, I did not want to be a princess. You know, you're like, hot pink skirt and not want to be a princess.
Okay, that's did you. Like a fairy? This is, we could unpack that.
Okay, well, anyway. I think for me, it's like, kind of like the modern day that, because it's like, they have like a fun, you know, like romantic life and they have great friends and like they take care of themselves and have great jobs and love their work and like total autonomy over their purchasing and like whether or not they have kids. It's like this perfect, it's like they live in a utopia and they live in a beautiful city, but it's like this totally idealized thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like a princess, it like doesn't exist, but like I'm sold it as something that is obtainable because it's as easy as wearing like a white shirt and jeans. And so, yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's become kind of this commercialized, like the Parisian woman has become such a bestseller.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like,
yeah, they make so much money off of this idea of like Parisian
culture.
Woman.
Yeah, which I think too is, you know, kind of an old concept. I feel like we've been envying these Parisian women since like the turn of the 20th century.
Yeah.
You could, you know, almost.
Look at, like, perfume ads. Like, mm-hmm. How many of them were just, like, a woman, like, running across the street in the rain in Paris.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, wow, that
I have to
sold
have it.
Me.
Chance. Yes. For moi. yeah.
J'adore. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting concept, especially in Instagram and stuff.
But it's also, it's, like, elitist. Because it's unobtainable, but it's also kind of democratic because it's, like, actually kind of easy.
I feel like it is attainable. I feel like minimalism is the most, like, attainable style because it requires few, it's preach, it's, like, mantra is few styles and...
Well, I feel like there's two minimalisms and one is, like, you can be, like, practical and maybe even, like, frugal. And then the other is, like, I want few things, but everything's going to be the highest quality.
Right.
And so I think, like, there's two types of minimalism.
But both of those are, you know, cheaper, or, you know, more practical than the alternative, which is I want a lot of really expensive stuff or I want, like, a lot of different looks.
I guess I also think it's elitist because it's, like, who can really just, like, throw on a white t-shirt and walk out the door? You know what I mean?
Like
that requires,
a
like, a certain level of fitness, certain level of body confidence.
Yeah. It depends on the type of white t-shirt that you're buying, but yeah. Could wear,
what are
like
different
a...
types of white t-shirts?
I'm wearing, like, a large white t-shirt right now.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I know.
I was wearing, like, a middle school...
It's huge. I'm wearing
like,
an extra large,
Okay, so I'm talking
t-shirt.
About, like, a well-fitted... Fitted.
Right,
well,
so
yeah,
you
like
have
tailored.
A vision, you have something that in
You're
your
right.
mind that's a
You're
white
right.
t-shirt, but there are many
You're
kinds
right.
of white t-shirts, just as there are many kinds of body types, and many kinds of minimalisms.
Yeah, speaking of many kinds of minimalisms,
where's
I'm
this going?
With Diane Keaton.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, her Instagram. Okay, well, she's hilarious, she's like approachable, and she's clever, and she's just easy breezy, and she's so funny, and she just, like, takes mirror selfies of her beautiful outfits, and I do not know if they're minimalist or not, because on the one hand, they're very simple color palette.
Right.
Like, it's basically white or black.
Right.
And sometimes both. I don't even think she wears gray, but maybe she does wear gray. But she'll do something, or like, suit material, and suit colors like plaids and tartan. You know what I mean? Like, you know, sometimes those have like browns and greens almost. I think I saw one like that. But,
Earth tones.
She'll layer them. So, like, because I feel like layering isn't really minimalist. I feel like minimalist should be pared down in objects, but maybe that's wrong. Because her, they're very streamlined silhouettes, almost like parachute like. So I feel like I see an excess of fabric and then I think that it's not minimalist. So I honestly don't know what to think. Real existential crisis being had over here. I don't know
Diane Keaton
is minimalist or not. I honestly don't know.
Because I think, like you were saying, like, there are different kinds of ways to express minimalism. So she's minimalist in her color palette. But from what you're describing, I kind of think she's a bit of a maximalist. With, like, these... with layering and
maybe
with a lot of fabric.
She's just a
hedonist. She just loves life. She loves happiness, and that's what makes her happy. Is all of these different color, different shapes, and like
it's.
But at the end of the day, she's just expressing herself, and like.
Because I'm wondering if actually she's like a monochromatic geometricist or something like that. But I read it as minimalist because of like. The
tones.
Kind of like organic quality of the materials and then the pared down color palette.
It sounds kind of Scandinavian.
Yeah, it's really smart.
Which, to me, means, yeah, kind of these neutral tones and, like, simple fabrics in terms of, like, no pattern. Mm. But also, like, not being shy when it comes to the shapes of the clothing that you put on
your body. Yeah, that's actually so smart. And that's another one of those, like, marketing, you know, gold mines, like...
Is this, like...
This, like, Scandinavian.
Yeah.
Like, another... Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, like, we're marketable, like, the equivalent of, like, the Parisian woman or something like that. And the same thing, I think, it's just interesting, I feel like, with all of these different geographical places, like, it makes sense, like, geographical markers, and then they have, like, a certain flavor, let's say, associated with them, and then you're gonna capitalize off of that and market the thing that's already been marketed. Like, you have, like, the New York City look, and you have the Paris look, and you have the Scandinavian look, and then you have, like, the Italian look, which, you know, I don't even know, but it's there. Maybe it's just pictures of the beautiful buildings and everything.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just dreaming about Gigi and Zayn.
About Gigi and Zayn.
Yeah, well, is there anything else you want to touch upon?
I think we've really covered a lot.
We've covered a lot of ground this Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're sending you much love on this beautiful day. This magical day, as we've established. All right, so we're going to close out here. Thank you for listening to Stripped. You can find us on Twitter at StrippedPod, at HalftimeGU, and at G-Town Voice.
We're all over Twitter.
All over Twitter. We're alive on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook at the Georgetown Voice. You can find us online at www.georgetownvoice.com, and you can find us on iTunes at the Voice Podcast Network. So thanks for listening.
Thanks to Ben Sound for the music.